Well, we can, we should start. We're good?
We're good.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the New York State Agriculture Breeding and Development Fund. We are in Goshen, New York at the Harness Hall of Fame. And for purposes of a quorum, present are myself, Chairman John Sabini, Trustee Keith Hamilton, Trustee Joseph Angelillo. Commissioner Darrell Albertine is not here today, but has submitted a proxy for his Deputy Commissioner Matt Morgan, who is here, and we welcome Matt, first-time attendee. And also the fund's Executive Director, Tim Gordon. Quorum being present, I'll call the meeting to order at 10:03. Before we begin the meeting, I'd like to say a few words. I want to note that Jackie Moody Zub is no longer here, but instead has moved on to a role as Assistant Secretary, or Deputy Secretary, rather, for Agriculture and Markets for Governor Cuomo. We thank her, wish her well, thank her for her contributions to the fund, and she represented the commissioner here and also at the Thoroughbred Fund many, many times, and was an invaluable advisor to myself and to others to keep us apprised of the agricultural aspect of and the breeding aspect of the racing industry. I want to thank Gail Kennard for allowing us to be here today. This is a comprehensive museum. If you walk through it, you see a lot of interesting exhibits. This being the birthplace of harness racing. Orange County was the birthplace of Hamiltonian, the ancestor of all stentbred horses, and many of the early Hamiltonian races were held here in Goshen. The historic track was established in 1838 as a national landmark, the oldest continuously used horse track in the United States, with stables and exhibition races that go on here all the time. This museum opened 60 years ago during Goshen's Hamiltonian era, and it's a really a treasure for New York State. It's an important week here too. It's we'll have races right outside on the historic track. You can see some horses out there warming up now. Events will be held both at the track and museum to pay honor to those who made a significant contribution to standard bred racing. We have sire stakes races here, three-year-old Colton Philly Pacers on Friday, Saturday the Landmark Stakes, Sunday the New York Sire Stakes for three-year-old Colt Fillies and Trotters. No wagering allowed. The signature races, the feature races rather, the Hall of Fame Invitational Trot in honor of Mr. and Mrs. Elbridge Gary Sr. Slated to drive in this competition, we always bring back some Hall of Famers, Jimmy Doherty, Hervé Fillon, Wally Hennessy, Mike LaChance, Cat Manzi, Bill O'Donnell, and Ray Remen. On last year's Hall of Fame inductee, Dave Pallone. The second signature event of the weekend is the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies that will be on Sunday night. Honorees this year, living Hall of Fame inductees, Judge Walter Russell, Jim Simpson, Horses Eternal, Cam Nation, Gallo Blue Chip, Artistic Vision, JC's Natalie, Tsunami Hanover. In the Communicators Hall of Fame, the inductees this year, Joe Hartman, Gary Seibel. The Pinnacle Award honoree, horse owner, breeder, Margarita Wallenius Kleberg. The 2010 Horse of the Year, Rock and Roll Heaven, and the 2011 Racing Museum Amateur Driving Competition, Steve Olford, will also be recognized. We congratulate all the honorees for this year's festivities, and of course they're all part of the Great American Weekend here in Goshen, which involves street fair and performances by youth groups, and it's a great weekend. I've enjoyed coming here in the past. So the first item on the agenda is public comment. Anyone in the audience who has public comment, now is the time to step forward if you have any. Hearing none, members, trustees of the fund have minutes of the meeting of March 21, presented for approval. Any additions or corrections?
There is one correction, Mr. Chairman. Especially in light of her new job, I think we ought to make it correct. It's not Assistant Commissioner Jackie Moody's, but Deputy Commissioner.
Okay, very good. We'll make that correction. Any others? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. The minutes are approved. Some moments are approved. Next item is the financial update that you have been presented, and I'll ask Tim Gordon to talk about that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The fund continues to be in solid financial footing. Our estimates were for a decline, and we have been rather careful, but we're pleased to see that actually so far this year there have been increases in handle and breakage and BLT revenues are up. We still will be suffering from the loss of New York City OTB, but some of that we're making up through NYRA is increasing its handle. So we do like having the funds that we received from New York City OTB because it was some of those funds, particularly some flexibility with where we could use that purse money, which does create some challenges for us. But overall, the fund is in solid footing, and we're able to maintain attractive purses. Although there have been some single-digit decreases through most of the track this year, but they're still very, very competitive and probably the envy of the Sire Stakes programs around the country.
Thank you, Tim. No, this is indeed the envy of every Sire Stakes program in the country. Our harness fund is one that, frankly, other states have tried to copy with limited success. But this is really where it all started. Any other questions, comments on the finances? Okay. Hearing none, we're going to move on then to the Sire Stakes. We've discussed the Sire Stakes the last two meetings, but we never formally approved the schedule. You have a schedule in front of you with conditions. A draft resolution that I will read into the record before we hear discussion from Tim. Whereas the Agriculture New York State Breeding and Development Fund approves on an annual basis the schedule for the New York Sire Stakes races and races supported by the fund, and whereas although planning for the 2011 schedule and the prospective schedule was known to the fund board prior to implementation, it was inadvertently not approved by the fund board by formal action prior to this date. And whereas the fund board wishes to approve and ratify the 2011 schedule on a retroactive basis to January 1, 2011, it is hereby resolved that the 2011 racing schedule and related support is approved retroactively to January 1, 2011 with the same force and effect as if this resolution had been duly adopted on or before January 1, 2011. And I will ask Tim Gordon to talk about the schedule a little bit, some of which has been talked about extensively in the industry.
Well, certainly there's a lot of excitement with the Night of Champions. It's going to be in Saratoga this year. We've met with the folks in Saratoga. They're certainly embracing it. And actually they're going to maybe borrow a page from Yonkers' playbook. We do the Fall Harvest Festival the week after Night of Champions. One thing that's been very popular at Yonkers with the Fall Harvest Fest is that they've done an excellent job of bringing in New York State products and really showcasing agriculture there. And that's something that they're interested in doing this year in Saratoga on Night of Champions. It's also making a point of having products produced right here in New York State. We have our 22 county fairs, we have our late closer races, and of course, the sire stakes, and we have really great participation. We have about 750 three-year-olds, which is up from last year, and we're close to 900 two-year-olds, so the number of eligible horses is really quite significant.
Questions or comments on the sire stakes schedule?
I guess I just have, I have one question, Mr. Chairman, dealing with the county fairs. There are 22 county fairs that have actual meets. Years past, the fund also used to help finance the premiums for youth in the horse area. Has that ever been looked at again or revisited? A small amount, a lot of them would get $1,000 or whatever, but I just wondered if that had ever been revisited since the hard times are upon us.
Well, we do provide funding certainly to the fairs that are conducting racing.
Right.
There has been, we have had some inquiries lately, and there's been some discussion about what can be done to help our county fairs, and it has been again, it has been brought to our attention recently that this program was in place prior to some hard times, and now that we're in a more solid footing, that it might be reconsidered now.
That's why I bring it. The last 2 years, the premium funding that the Department of Ag and Market has provided has shrunk, and that's why I bring it up.
Well, I think it's certainly something that needs examining here from the board moving forward, especially in light of the fact that the fairs have taken a hit in other areas.
And Deputy Commissioner Zub, when she was here many times, had suggested different things where we could fill in the gaps for Ag and Markets and either here or the Racing and Wagering Board, and I'm always keen to find out ways we can do that because we understand government has to do more with less, but there may be some ways of creative gap filling where perhaps tax revenue money is lacking. So,
thinking out of the box, I agree with you.
We're eager to do that, particularly if the money's available. Other questions or comments on?
Thank you.
Sire stakes schedule or resolution I proposed. Okay, I'd like to vote then on the resolution I put forward. Is there a second to our resolution?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution on the sire stakes schedule is passed. I'd now like to have a report on something that's near and dear to my heart, both this fund and the other fund. With no malice toward anyone who, on either staff in the past, but the funds have been steeped in perhaps past technologies, and we've had concerns raised from outside the state even about some of the technologies we've used at both the funds. And as recently as yesterday, I had a discussion with someone about the Thoroughbred Fund, someone from out of state, who thought that there were things we could do to help sales, which is sort of the bottom line of the breeding industry. So Tim Gordon has put his shoulder to the wheel and come up with some ideas and some innovations on information technology, and I'd like to ask Tim to talk about it. We have a memo from him that you probably have seen, but I'll ask Tim to sort of move forward on it.
Yeah, what we've found in our daily operation, we spend a good deal of time just with data entry and managing numbers and information in several different places, and it's really duplicative and not necessary in this age of information, from our accounting to the horse program, as we call it, this visual FoxPro system that was state-of-the-art in the 80s. And we can probably move ahead and do much, much better. We need to enter information onto our website, and all these steps sometimes require really entering the same information over and over. So internally, we see a great opportunity to improve our operations with some new computer programming. What's most exciting about it, though, is we're not the only ones in this situation. And the United States Trotting Association, which in many ways is a kind of repository for information regarding the horses that are in our program and across the country, is also moving in this direction. And our conversations with them, they're interested in advancing their technology. So we would like to be as interactive as we can with the USTA, and they're looking for sire fix programs to work with, and we're not the only ones, and there's at least a half dozen that are interested in working with them, that we can pull information directly from their records. That would be a great help for us to verify the eligibility of horses, also to keep track of the earnings for all the purposes that we need to do that. And so we're really trying to work with them and come together, and I think we're probably, I don't know how far out we are at this point from achieving those goals, but we're definitely moving in the right direction, I think, with USTA. They've helped us a lot recently. And one nice thing that we could get, this is maybe a small feature, but if we work with USTA with our information, there's a very good chance that when you see a New York State Sire Stakes eligible horse running in a race program, you can see the New York Sire Stakes logo would appear. And we could decide how many years out we want to carry. It wouldn't be just for this year's eligibles. It could be racing at 6, 7, and older years. But if there were Sire Stakes horses, we could continue that. We decide what year we think we want to continue that to. But that would be a nice way of promoting the program. There's an awful lot of New York-bred horses that you might not know they're New York-bred just by offhand without looking closer. But that the logo in the programs would be a nice feature. And that's maybe just a small part of what we would accomplish and achieve. But so we're excited in doing that, and it would simplify our day-to-day operations and promote the New York-breds.
I think it's very good, and you know, up till now, many of our record keeping, as I said, at both funds, has almost been quill pen like in nature. And one of the things that both you and at the other fund, Tracy Egan, have been doing is to kind of bring us into the 21st century, which is a good thing. In terms of getting our logo out there, even on programs in the future. Way before I got here, and way before any of us got here, really, Joe's been here a long time, so he's been here for a lot of this, but the Sire Stakes has become a brand that people recognize as something that is a successful program, and in fact, better known than the title of this one, frankly, way better known. So I think that's all good. Questions or comments on...
You can just say Matt too, John. I'm sorry. Does going this route come in as a sole supplier of the information? I think it's a great idea. But, you know, I don't want to have anybody get in trouble with the controller's office or anything else. Is it a acceptable source, or is it a sole supply where it's the only one who does it? So it would be acceptable to both the Attorney General's office and to the Comptroller's office on contract?
Well, it's very possible before we get too far down the road that we would have to make certain that we had within the provisions of the State Comptroller's office and certainly the Attorney General. Yes, there are methods of qualifying these matters and make sure we're conforming.
I would imagine it would fit in a sole source.
Well, and plus, we also have to meet the standards of the Public Authorities Accountability Act, which is no small thing these days.
Thank you, Richard.
And I'll speak as an employee. The USTA is probably the only source of, they are the records keeping bureau for the standard bread industry.
Right.
So there's no other,
if it's a sole source, we can get around all of it.
Standard Bread Canada, which tracks not only the Canadian horses, but ours also. I mean, they would also probably have that information available, but as far as stateside standards, the USTA is the only records keeping bureau.
It's like for our licensees on drivers and owners, we use the Racing Commissioners International database, which we get to use for free as part of our dues paying. So that, you know, they are the source that we go to judge whether or not people are eligible to participate in the sport.
At a point, if this is going to continue to move forward, Tim, it might be noted that we're either going to have to designate with a Sire Stakes logo like you might want to do in a program, or even possibly New York Sire, because we do have a group of stallions who dual hemisphere service. I mean, yes, there might be horses that are bred by New York stallions, but they might be imported from New Zealand and Australia and whatnot. So they're, you know, you might have to. And then again, we have even New York bred horses that don't participate in Sire Stakes because they've obtained ship semen out of state. So there maybe should be a New York Sire designation or a New York Sire Stakes designation. I don't know, but that's further up the road, obviously.
Interesting.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Any comments you'd like to make on it? It's important, and as he says, I've been around when horses, thoroughbreds as well as the standardbreds, was thought they were only good for the glue factory. And I'd overcome that battle a long time. So that's all I want to make, all of this can only help, not hurt.
True. Okay. If there's no other discussion on this item, I would then like to go into executive session to discuss personnel matters, so that make a move to go into executive session.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.